我们请读马太福音十六章。
Now let's open our Bible to Matthew 16.
第十八节到二十节。
18 to 20.
我们一起来读。
Together.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；在地上所释放的，在天下上也要释放。以弗所书一章
Ephesians chapter
1, 第一章二十二到二十三节
verses 22 and 23,
远超过
22节
到23节，对不起，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。最后一句话原文的翻说是充满万有者的丰满。
And verse 23 which means that the fullness that fills all in all.
三章九到十一节
Chapter 3, 9 to 11.
又是众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会，是天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这是造神从万事以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。四章十一到十三节
Chapter 4, 11 to
13. 他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，不要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只能到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，对长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。最后的一节应该翻作我们众人在认识神儿子的完满的知识上同归于一。
And verse 13 talks about that we shall be united in the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God.
对于长大成人满有基督长成的丰满的身量。
And that we may grow up to be a mature man and to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
林前十二章
First Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章十二节到十二章十二节
Chapter 12 verse 12
到十三节
To 13.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体最多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样，是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，自主的，当中一位圣灵受浸，成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。哥罗西书一章
Colossians chapter
1 十八节到十九节
18 and 19，
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。提前三章
First Timothy chapter
3, 三章十五到十六节
15 and 16，
倘若我单愿日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当如何行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的注视和根基，敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然，就神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。彼得前书我们快完了啊！彼得前书二章四到七节
Chapter 2, 4 to 7，
主乃活石，不然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选， 是宝贵的，我们来到主面前就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选做宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。最后启示录21:10
and lastly Revelation 21
21:10
verse 10，
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座极大高的山，将大好。马太福音16，那是马太福音的高峰。
And Matthew 16 is the highest point of Matthew.
在短短的一段圣经的里面，
although this is a short passage,
主一连说了四个最大的事，
and the Lord has revealed the four most important things.
说到基督，
and speaks of Christ.
说到教会，
he speaks of the church.
说到十架，
he speaks of the cross.
说到国度，
and then the kingdom.
这四件事每像个四个环紧扣在一起的。
And these four important things are like four rings that they are locked together.
基督的启示是源头。
And the revelation of Christ is the beginning.
而基督工作的对象是教会。
And the object of the Lord's working is the church.
说完基督的启示，马上说教会的启示。
And therefore, right after the revelation of Christ, he speaks of the revelation of the church.
而基督跟教会唯一的道路就是十架。
And Christ and his church has the only one way that is revealed as the cross.
所以主说完了基督的启示、教会的启示，接着讲十架的启示。
And therefore, after the revelation of the Christ and the church, and then they came the cross.
无论基督、教会、十架，最后的归宿乃是国度。
Whether it is the church, the Christ, or the cross, it is the end, and it's always the kingdom.
那是个最荣耀的归宿。
And this is the most glorious end.
而唯有十架领我们进国度。
And only the cross will bring us into this kingdom.
所以讲完了十架，接着讲国度。
And therefore, right after the cross, the kingdom is mentioned.
马太十六章，主耶稣连着讲了四个最大的启示。
And in this short passage, the Lord has talked about this series of four great revelations.
这就是我们今天夏令会的题目。
And this is the topic of this whole conference.
新约中的最大的启示。
And the greatest revelation in the New Testament.
基督的启示带来教会的启示。
The revelation of Christ brings forth the revelation of the church.
教会的启示带来十架的启示。
And then the revelation of the cross.
十架的启示带来国度的启示。
And then the glorious revelation of the kingdom.
我们真希望住在主的面前听呢。
And we would truly like to draw near to the Lord and listen to this.
听主对我们讲基督吧。
And to listen to how the Lord will explain Christ.
讲教会啊。
How he would speak of the church.
讲十架。
And the cross.
最后讲国度啊。
And then this kingdom.
我们稀奇主的恩典啊。
And we will be amazed at his gracious words.
是基督、教会、十架、国度。
And the Christ, the church, the cross, and the kingdom.
这就是我们这次要讲的题目。
And this is our topic.
我们昨天晚上讲的基督的启示。
And last night we began to talk about the revelation of the Christ.
今天我们讲教会的启示。
And tonight we shall speak of the revelation of the church.
教会究竟是什么？
And what is this church?
我们为了让弟兄姊妹能够领回。
And in order for us to understand it more.
我先把要讲的信息总讲一下，有五。教会是五件事。
And there are five things concerning this church that we must know.
第一，教会的本身的意义。
And the first thing is the significance of the church itself.
第二，教会说这个宇宙性的大人。
And then what the church represents is the universal great man.
第三，说到教会是基督的身体。
And the third aspect of it speaks of the Christ as the body of the church as the body of Christ.
第四，说教会是神的家。
And the fourth is talking about the church as the house of God.
教会第五，教会是基督的心腹。
And the fifth is talking about the church as the bride of Christ.
教会的意义多荣耀。
And what great significance is the church?
今天我们在教会的里面。
And today we are now placed in his church.
我们蒙了大恩了。
And we know we are greatly blessed.
第一，教会的意义是什么？
And first of all, what is the significance of this church?
教会这个字的本身就说到教会的意义。
And the if we understand the original meaning of this, the word church, then we know the meaning of
教会是个字源意思的ecclesia。
And the original meaning, the word is ecclesia.
这个字的意义是被召出来的群众。
What it means is that those who are called out.
我们是被召出来的群众。
Yes, the church are the people who is called out.
这是教会的意义。
And that is the significance of the church.
什么叫做被召出来的群众。
But then what does it mean of these people who are called out?
我们需要明白这个呼召。
And we must know what this calling is.
我们都在这个呼召里有份的人。
And we are all partakers of the same calling.
我们都是慕了这个呼召。
And yes, we have heard of this calling.
这呼召是什么呢？
But then what is this calling?
一说到呼召。
And when we are hearing of this calling, then we know that there is inseparable relationship now happening between us and the Son of God.
圣经说到呼召,
and when the church, when the Bible mentions the church, the calling, it is always happening around the Son. And the Son of God originally is in eternity. And he came to this earth and to put on the bodily flesh. But he is still called the Son of God. And he walked on earth as the Son of God. And he started to have this relationship with so many people.
关系多密切,
and how intimate is this relationship?
因为他把他的生命给了我们,
and because he has given us his own life.
神儿子的生命,
and the life of this Son of God
独一的生命,
is the one and only life.
所以我们在这里蒙召了,
and therefore we receive this calling.
蒙召召我们从一切的事里面出来,
and we are called out from everything else.
所有不是神儿子的一切人事物,
and everything that is outside of this Son of God
都从这里出来,
and we must be called out from
them.
And so therefore we must come to understand this calling. That is that we must have this sure assurance of this relationship with the Son of God.
一说到护照,
and when we mention calling again,
有两个头,
then we know that it starts from two ends.
一面是召出来,
and on one side you are called out.
一面是召进去,
and then you're also being called into.
从什么地方召出来?
From where you are called out of.
从世界里面召出来,
we are called out of the world.
从我自己里面召出来,
and we are called out of ourselves.
找我们到哪里去的?
And where are we to be called into?
我们不能想象,
and we cannot imagine that.
这一个呼召召得太高了,
and because that calling is higher than our thought.
召我们要进到神儿子的荣耀的命运里面去,
and we are to call out and call into the glorious destiny of this Son of God.
这个儿子如何?
And how the Son of God shall be,
我们也要如何?
Then we shall be also.
神的儿子在地上的, 一直到荣耀,
and as the Son of God, starting from the earth and all the way into glory,
今天我们梦召了,
and today we have been called,
召我们到神的儿子的荣耀里面去,
and we know we are also called into the Son of God's glory.
那么这个呼召谁担当得起啊?
But who are able to bear such calling?
我们是什么人?
And who are we?
我们是罪人。
And we know we are sinners.
我们不能想象这个呼召,
and we cannot imagine to receive
such
call.
把我们召出来,
and but no, we now we know we are called out.
把我们召进去,
and we are also called into.
召到神儿子的荣耀的里面去,
and we are called into the glorious the glory of the Son of God.
这是呼召,
and that is his calling.
亚伯拉罕蒙召了,
and as Abraham was called,
亚伯拉罕蒙召就是围绕着神的儿子而发生的,
and we also know that Abraham's calling is about the Son of God.
摩西蒙召了,
and Moses was called,
最大的蒙召,
and that was the greatest calling,
绕着神儿子而发生的,
and we know it also happened around the Son of God.
大卫蒙召了,
and David was also called.
我们说大卫的诗篇真是看见耶稣基督呢,
and as we study the Psalms of David, we know that he saw God.
使徒行传二章说,
"大卫是个先知." And the Acts chapter 2 speaks of David as the prophet.
明明看见基督复活,
and truly he has seen the resurrection of Christ.
大卫是看见主的人,
yes, David has seen the Lord himself.
耶稣基督不受时间空间的限制,
because Jesus Christ is not limited by time nor space.
新旧二月一同蒙恩,
and all the people in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament will be blessed in him.
当然我们新约不同一点,
and of course we know we take a special place in the New Testament.
今天我们新约的神的儿女蒙召了,
and today the New Testament children of the Lord is called.
这一个召太伟大了,
and we know this is such a great calling.
召我们和神的儿子,
and we know that we are called into this Son.
同生命,
to have the same life,
同性质,
and to have the same nature,
同盼望,
and same hope,
同荣耀,
same glory.
高不高兴?
And isn't it a great news?
我少讲了一个同苦难,
and then actually I missed out one thing, and that is the same suffering. And after you answer the calling, then I tell you there is the same suffering too.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
正看见了主的荣耀,
if we truly have seen the Lord's glory,
苦难算不了什么的,
then the suffering does not count much.
我去年到中国就看见那么多的弟兄姊妹,
and last year I saw so many Chinese saints in China.
他们不懂得我所今天所讲的道,
and they may not know what I'm speaking to you now.
他们真是和主耶稣同苦难呢,
but then they truly have suffered with Christ together.
这个道不懂,
and they may not know the preaching of it.
里面看见了那个荣耀,
but then truly they have seen the glory from within them.
苦难算不了什么,
and they will not be mindful of suffering.
苦难都算不了什么, 没有一个人可以经过苦难,
and if suffering count as very heavy price, then you cannot go into suffering.
藐视苦难,
but one shall despise this suffering,
轻看羞辱,
and despising the shame,
连自己的性命都置之于度下,
and then they will not be mindful of their own lives.
一心和主耶稣一同往前走啊,
they only want to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我到中国就没看见一个很悲哀的弟兄啊,
and I did not see any many sorrowful brother in China.
比我们懂得喜乐,
and they know more joy than us.
若是不是这个, 他们怎么能同苦难啊?
And if they don't have this, how can they suffer like that?
充满了喜乐,
they are filled with the joy of the Lord.
充满了力量啊,
filled with his strength.
这个呼召太伟大了,
and because the Lord has called them,
新约的圣的儿女的荣耀的呼召有多盼望,
and what glorious hope for all the children in the New Testament.
他们看见了耶稣基督的荣耀,
and they have seen the glory of Jesus Christ.
我们也是,
and we also,
我们都看这个荣耀了,
and we have seen his glory.
我们在海外没有像国内那样的逼迫,
although we are overseas, but we have not suffered like them.
真爱主的人吗? 主要兴起环境来给他逼迫,
and if we truly love the Lord, then Lord may raise up some circumstance for you to go through suffering.
我们也一样经过很多的苦难,
yes, we also must go through suffering.
苦难不重在身体,
and the suffering is not about the body.
苦难重在我们的魂,
the suffering is about our soul.
叫我们的魂受试炼,
and so that our soul may be tested.
魂受苦难,
that our soul may go through suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这个荣耀的呼召有多荣耀,
oh, what glorious calling is this for us.
所以圣经讲这个呼召叫做希伯来三章第一节说天上,
and so therefore Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 speaks of this calling as the heavenly calling.
以弗所一章的23节说恩召,
and Ephesians 1:23 speaks of it as the calling of grace.
提摩太后说圣召,
and 2 Timothy speaks of it as the holy calling.
恩召天召圣召,
the calling of grace, the calling of heaven, the calling of grace,
yeah, 都集中一个焦点上,
and it's all pinpoint to this one point.
是神儿子的荣耀,
and it is the glory of the Son of God.
我们明白了没有?
And do we know?
我们明不明白这个呼召和神的儿子发生关系的?
Don't we know this calling is relating us to the Son of God?
所以召出来就不艰难了,
and so therefore to come out of something is not that difficult.
看见我们召进去的什么地方啊?
And because we know it is much better place for us to call into,
召到神儿子的极其荣耀的命运里面去,
and we are to be called into the glorious destiny of the Son of God.
所以圣经第二本书叫出埃及记,
and therefore the second book in the Bible is called Exodus.
出埃及记, 原文就是个出字,
and which means to exit.
他们出来了,
and they came out of something.
一面出来,
and on one side they did come out of,
经过大而可怕的旷野,
and they've gone through the awesome and great wilderness.
他们要进去,
and in order for them to enter,
进到迦南地区,
to enter into the land of promise.
直到我们从世界里面出来,
and it speaks of our departing from the world,
经过一生的荒凉的旷野,
and to go through this wilderness journey,
我们要到主的荣耀里面去,
and we are also going to enter into the Lord's
glory. 所以我们轻看羞辱,
and therefore we shall look lightly upon
shame, 藐视苦难,
and to despise suffering.
我们知道我们召出来是何等的荣耀, 荣耀的事啊。
And we know that we have received such glorious calling.
这个世界我们不要了。
And we do not want this world anymore.
从世界里面出来了。
And we have now exited out of the world.
从我们自己里面出来了。
We come out of ourselves also.
都向着荣耀去。
And we are all having the same goal to enter into glory.
我们成为弟兄姐妹啊。
And therefore we are called brothers and sisters.
同一道路，同一方向啊。
That is to say we have the same way, the same direction.
同一生命，同一荣耀啊。
Same life and same glory.
我们等一下要不要去一个地方啊？
And do you want to enter this place?
你要不要和我们去的不同的地方啊？
And do you want to go to a different place from us?
那这话不通的，不是我定规的，大家都也不是你定规的，主定规的哈。我们都去一个荣耀。
But this is the Lord's glory, so we all want to go there.
这个定规好了，你说那我不需要追求主了。
And if you say, oh, this is our end, then we don't need to do much.
那也随你。
Then it's up to you.
追求主不追求主也不是我们定规的。
And how much you would want to pursue the Lord is not up to you, I don't think.
当然这荣耀大小不一样的。
And we know the glory may be different.
有一个弟兄他说那么讲完了我就不需要追求了。
And some people misunderstand and say, then I don't need to pursue the Lord.
我们大家都到荣耀里面了。
And because we will all enter into the glory.
光不一样。
But then he doesn't understand the glory is different. And I say, oh brother, that day you may be like a firefly.
说没有光嘛，好像有点光。
And to say that you don't have the light, but you have some.
说有光嘛，看一看光也没有了。
But if you truly try to find the light, it's gone.
有的人像太阳，有的人像月亮，你像萤火虫。
And some may like the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and you like the firefly.
我要追求了。
And then he said, oh, now I want to pursue the Lord.
会由不他自己，还要圣灵在里面才行的呀。
And I say, this is up to the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，出埃及是一个出字。
And the Exodus meaning to exit.
要出了。
We must exit.
他们离开埃及。
They left Egypt.
有没有以色列人赖着不肯走呀？
Was there one Israelite that did not want to leave Egypt?
那天是没有。
On that day, no.
我们圣洁儿女可有。
But then children of God may have that.
不少人赖着你不肯走了。
And so many people do not want to depart from the world.
感谢主，有时候主给打了一棒子嘛就走了。
And we thank the Lord. Sometimes the Lord may discipline the child a little bit, then he will move on.
最好嘛，看见神的荣耀自己走。
And the best is to be drawn by the Lord's glory and you will leave on your own.
出埃及啊！
And to leave Egypt.
这个出的。
This exit.
我们在美国公路上开车啊。
And if we are driving on the freeway,
到处有这个出子啊。
And we know that exits are everywhere.
有没有 exit 啊？
And have you noticed there are many exits?
不，你要弄清楚了。
But then you must understand.
弄到个对的 exit 出去啊。
Only exit at the right exit.
那么到回到自己家里面了啊。
Then you may go home.
我有一次弄错了，我大绕圈子了啊。
And sometimes I exit at the wrong one, and then I have to go a big loop.
有时我的下辈替我开车。
And one time, some young ones have driven me.
他说不对的路上下去。
And he exited out of the wrong one.
又从不对的路上上去。
And then he also tried to go back and he
exited
out of
the wrong one.
And then he kept going to the wrong on ramp and the wrong exit.
又从不对的路上上去。
And again and again.
他给我开了不对路上开了半个小时啊。
And so I was taken around and around for half an hour.
他是故意的，他给我谈主耶稣啊。
But actually, I found out later on he wants to.
其实嘛，开到家里我也跟你谈，我何必这么开上开下的在路上谈呢？
But he did not understand that. Just take me home. We'll talk at home. But why are we on the street?
这个路上的 exit 一个弄准它。
And but for us, we know we need to arrive at the
right place. 该出去地方出去了。
So we have to exit at the right exit.
神的儿女们是该出去的话，他故意不出去。
And so many children of the Lord do not want to exit.
你想不想回家呀？
Do you want to go home?
到了末了嘛，到最后嘛，年老要走的时候嘛，再出去嘛，那你就悲哀了哟。
And if you only take the final exit when you're about to pass away,
我们找到一个对的出去的出去。
And we know that even when we're living, we shall find the right exit already.
我们向着主的荣耀了。
And because we all have the heart to go into the Lord's glory,
我们要进去了。
And we know we are to call into Him.
不到将来的荣耀。
And not only for the glorious future.
现在我们就要尝到这荣耀了。
And we want to enter into His glory today.
所以我们有一路上面这么多的 exit.
And therefore the Lord has placed so many exits on the road.
家里会马上你们回去，每次看见 exit 要有感觉了。
And so when you go back after this conference, every time you see the exit, be reminded of it.
不要到人生最后的 exit 出去哈。
Do not respond to the Lord's calling at the last exit that you have to exit.
你们快快的出去了。
So therefore, when the Lord's call, exit.
下山我们要追求主了。
And we have to pursue the Lord after this conference.
要有力量侍奉啊。
And so that we will gain strength in service.
我们是个出去的人。
And we are the people who will take exit.
这样我们现在就要进入荣耀了。
And because we desire to pursue His glory all the time.
教会第二意义。
The second significance
of the church. 宇宙性的大人。
Is talking about this great man in the universe.
这个人太大了。
And he is the great man.
并且十二章的十二节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12.
他说身体虽是一个。
And it speaks of the body as one.
肢体却有许多
but members many.
肢体虽然许多
although there are many members,
身体人就是一个
and there's only one body.
他下面说基督也是这样
and then it speaks of Christ is just like so.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这里说的基督
and the Christ that is mentioned here,
我们称为奥秘的基督
and we speak of this Christ as the mysterious Christ.
十二章到零节十五章也说一个包括性的大人
and 1 Corinthians 15 also explained the great man
我们称为包括性的基督基督
and we call it as the inclusive Christ.
十二章十二节为什么又说到奥秘性的基督呢
？But why is this 12 verse 12 mysterious Christ?
当耶稣基督来到地上的时候
，as Christ Jesus came to this earth，
他是个人的基督
，and that is Christ in His person。
他走完三十三年半的路程
，and He had to finish His own journey for 33 and a half years。
主耶稣经过的路程。
And the journey that Jesus Christ Himself gone through.
有他一定路程的。
And it is always a predestined way.
跟我们绝对相关的。
But then it also relates to us absolutely.
主耶稣过八个重大的路程回家了。
And the Lord has taken these eight stages in order before He goes.
道成肉身这个大的路程。
And the Word became flesh is the great journey.
第二是钉十字架。
And then the crucifixion.
十字架在人看他结束了。
And the cross seems to be the end of Jesus.
对主来说，经过十架，大大的长了一下。
But then the Lord Jesus has grown through the cross.
十架把主释放了。
And because the cross has set Jesus free.
第三，经过十架是埋葬。
And the third thing is that the Lord has to be buried.
第四是复活。
And then resurrection.
到了复活，主大大的长了一下。
And then the Lord grown a lot more in resurrection.
经过复活是四十天。
And then after the resurrection was the 40 days.
经过四十天是升天到第七个的。
Then after that is the ascension.
到了升天是大大长了一下。
Then the Lord Jesus has grown again.
第七个是上宝座。
And then he was sitting on the throne.
到了宝座，主就长成他的丰满身量了。
And upon the throne, and the Lord has grown into his own full stature.
然后他要再回来。
And then it speaks of his returning.
以弗所书当中，我们长到他儿子的长成的丰满的身量。
And Ephesians chapter 4 speaks of us are to grow into the full statures of the Son of God.
那就指在宝座上荣耀的耶稣基督。
That speaks of the glorified Jesus upon the throne.
这是教会的标杆。
And that is the goal of the entire church.
我们都向着宝座而去。
Well, now we are all going towards that throne.
我们经过十架。
And, but we have to go through the cross.
我们经历复活。
We experience the resurrection.
耶稣基督的八段都在我们身上要重新经过。
Then the eight stages of Christ must happen on us personally as well.
叫我们长大。
And so that we may grow.
我们一个孩子生下来。
And as the child was born on earth.
对生机来说，它是完全的。
And we know that he has all it takes for him to grow.
对于生理来说不完全。
But then his psychology is not developed yet.
眼睛它是完全的。
And he has eyes.
功用不完全。
But the function of it is not quite there.
他眼睛不能看。
And the baby cannot see much.
他手是完全的。
He has hands.
对生理来说它不完全。
But then as far as the function is concerned, it's not much use yet.
他手不能用。
And the hands are not that useful.
他有两个脚脚生理上面是完全的。
And according to the biology, the legs and the, it's perfectly.
功用上不完全
but then the function is not there.
他一脚不能走路
he has legs and he cannot walk.
那你怎么办
and what do you do with
你不需要着急
like that? Don't worry.
你让他时间长大
give him time for it to grow.
他会长的
he will grow.
他一点一点往上长的
and gradually it will grow.
长到他就完全身量了
and he will grow into the, his own full stature.
那到十八岁二十多岁的时候呢
and perhaps 18 or 20 some years old.
他长完了
And when he finished
growing, 我们今天要经过这段生长的路程
and then we know we likewise will go through the stages of growing
整个教会要长
And the whole church has to go
through this. 经过耶稣基督的完全的路程。
And that is the growth of Jesus Christ, the complete journey.
长到他的丰满的身量。
So that we can grow into his full stature.
我们看见也经历他和他同等宝座了。
And then we know that we will see him and we will be sitting on the throne with him.
主制作我们。
And the Lord is now working on
us. 和他宝座上的耶稣基督一样。
And that we will be made like the Christ on the throne.
但是他的个人的基督。
But then this personal Christ, and while he was growing himself,
当他升天了,
and as he ascended,
差遣圣灵,
then he sent down the Holy
产生教会,
Spirit, and the church was born
要
from the Holy Spirit,
教会长大了,
and so that the church may be brought up by the Holy Spirit.
所以十二章十二节这里说的是奥秘的基督,
and therefore we speak of this as the mysterious Christ in 1
Corinthians
12.
身体是一个,
although one body,
却有许多肢体,
many members,
肢体虽多,
although many members,
人就是一个身体,
this is only one body,
基督也是这样,
and it is likewise for Christ.
这个基督不是个人的基督,
this Christ is not the personal Jesus Christ himself,
我们称为奥秘的基督,
and we speak of it as the mysterious Christ.
那么奥秘的基督是一个名字, 还叫名字叫做基督, 对不对?
And, but it is the same Christ, the same name.
今天我们都是主的肢体,
and today we are all members of Christ.
我们麻烦了，我们有个每一个人都有不同的名字在地上。
But then the trouble is that we actually have different names.
那这个名字呢，都是地上给人分别用的。
And these names that we have is for us to distinguish ourselves.
我们到了基督的里面。
But when we enter into Christ,
认真时我们只有一个名字叫做基督。
And technically speaking, we actually only have one name, and that is Christ.
王姓同也姓王。
And Brother Wang is Wang.
王峰也姓王。
Sister Wang is Wang.
王明忠也姓王。
And Kenneth Wang is Wang.
这三个王完全不一样的呀。
But there are three different kinds of Wang.
其实很简单。
Actually,
我们只有一个名字叫基督。
And we only have one name, and that is Christ.
那大家弄糊涂了怎么办呢？
But what if we confuse ourselves?
那叫做基督王星同。
Then you can talk about Christ, Brother Wang.
基督王峰那就好了。
And then Sister Wang, so and so.
我们只有一个名字啊。
And we only have one name in Christ.
你的名字管你一生用啊，对不对？
And your name shall carry you all your life.
过了今生，到了永远里面，还用不用你的名字啊？
And when you enter into eternity, will you have your old name?
将来还用你名字啊？
And do you want to keep
your old name? 你还要保留我的名字，没有人认识你的名字。
And if you say you want to keep your old name, then nobody, not too many people will know you.
新造的人。
But the new man in Christ.
基督也是这样。
And the Bible says it is likewise for Christ.
我们只有一个人是耶稣基督。
And there's only one man that we pay attention to, and that is Jesus Christ.
我们众人穿上我们众人的。
And so all the members will clothe.
所以我们活在地上只有一个目标，就是活出耶稣基督来。
And so we have only one purpose, and that is to live out Christ.
基督活在我们里面。
As Christ lives in us.
这个叫奥秘的基督。
And that is the mysterious Christ.
头与身体。
And the head and the body.
同一个境界。
Is living in the same realm.
都在复活境界。
And both of it is in the resurrection.
都在升天境界。
We have ascended on high together.
那么这么多肢体怎么办呢？
But then there are so many members. What to do
with them? 我们各肢体都是从不同背景出来的。
And we actually have many different backgrounds.
明明每一个人都不一样啊。
And if you look at us carefully, we are all different.
下面有十三节。
But then there is verse 13.
十二节十三节太伟大了。
These two verses are so great.
我们是犹太人。
And we are Jews,
希利尼人,
and Gentiles,
为奴的,
and the slaves,
自主的,
and the masters.
哇，我这么多的不同啊,
and we have so many differences.
都在一个圣灵里面受浸,
but then we are all baptized into one Holy Spirit,
成了一个身体,
and to become one body,
饮于一位圣灵,
and to drink of one Spirit.
用这位保罗真是讲的大话呀。
And Paul has making this big claim.
犹太人, 希利尼人, 为奴的, 自主的。
The Jews, the Gentiles, the masters, and the slaves.
我们不同太大了。
And we know we are different.
犹太人、希利尼人绝对不能相交的。
And the Jews and the Gentiles cannot mix together.
为奴自主那个时候分别太大了。
The master is so much different from the slave.
我们都信耶稣了。
But then we have all become believers of Christ.
圣灵掌握了整个基督身体的伟大工程。
Then the Holy Spirit will overtake this master's construction.
在一个圣灵里面受浸。
And then we, he will baptize us into one spirit.
浸浴一位圣灵。
And to be baptized into this one Holy
Spirit. 所有的分别都没有了。
And it, all the differences will be gone.
我们分别怎么消失的？
And how is our differences being removed?
不是我们自己力量去消失的。
And it is not by our own effort for us to do away with them.
浸浴一位圣灵。
But baptized into one Holy Spirit.
成了一个身体。
And to become one body.
那么下面他就说六种不同的功用了。
And then it speaks of the sixth function.
六个不同的功用都不单独的。
And none of these functions are independent.
下面不止六了，百戒各按各职。
And then more than six is talked about afterwards.
都发挥功用啊。
Talk about all the joints and supplies, they are all functioning together.
这个最和谐的一个里面。
And to become this harmonious one.
圣灵掌握了。
And that is because Holy Spirit is doing such
work. 浸浴一位圣灵。
And to be baptized into one spirit.
那么这个浸嘛，客观嘛，在基督里面已经浸了哈。
And objectively, we know we have gone through this.
主观嘛，还不要让圣灵浸我们。
But subjectively, we must be baptized by the Holy Spirit as well.
你们要不要浸浴圣灵啊？
And do you want to be baptized by the Holy Spirit?
要浸啊哈。
Yes, we do want it.
主的应许是浸浴一位圣灵。
And the Lord has promised us to be baptized into His Spirit.
我消失了。
And then you'll find that I disappear.
圣灵浸什么好处啊？
And what is the benefit of being baptized in the Holy Spirit?
要我这个人大改变。
And so that I may be changed.
从前也认识神嘛，不是那么的实在嘛。
And I used to know the Lord, but not that solid.
那么圣灵的浸了，那么神变得那么实在的了。
But after you become baptized in the Holy Spirit, then the Lord is so real to you.
神那么样的主观的了。
And it is very subjective then.
我们都消失在一个镜子里面。
And we know we will be disappearing in his baptism.
我们的个性开始改变了。
And then our disposition even may be changed.
有主就没有我了。
And then because there's Lord, then it's no longer me.
有我就没有主了。
If I keep myself, then it's no more Lord.
我们开始要走一条路了。
And now we know we have a choice on this way.
浸浴一位圣灵。
And if we are baptized by this Spirit,
成了一个身体。
And we know we can become one body.
圣灵掌握着各种不同的恩赐。
The Holy Spirit lay hold of different functionality of the body.
照他的意思分给每一个肢体。
According to his own will, then each member receives.
没有一个肢体用处是完全一样的。
And there is not one member has the same function as the other.
没有个肢体是多余的。
And there is not one member is excessive.
没有个肢体是身体不需要的。
And there is not one member that the body does not need.
我们都是基督身体肢体。
And because we are all called into the body.
浸浴一位圣灵。
And to be baptized by one spirit.
成了一个身体。
And to become one body.
再饮浴一位圣灵。
And to drink of this one Holy Spirit.
内住圣灵。
And it speaks of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们天天的经历了。
And it is our daily experience.
饮浴圣灵。
And we drink of Him.
表圣灵在我们内住生命。
And so that the Holy Spirit may become our inner abiding life.
生命会长大的生命。
And the Holy Spirit may cause us to grow from within.
浸浴一位圣灵。
And that we baptize into the
Holy Spirit. 成了一个身体。
To become one body.
再饮浴一位圣灵。
And to drink of one Holy Spirit.
这是我们大的目标啊。
And this is our greatest goal.
那我们都要去祷告，要被圣灵。圣灵浸啊。
And we must pray and to receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit.
客观来说嘛，已经浸了。
And objectively, we all have it.
主观来说嘛，还都要浸的经历啊。
And subjectively, we must have the new experience in Christ.
你们喜不喜欢客观够了？
And would anyone say,、
啊、
I only need the theory of being baptized in the Holy Spirit?
要有主观的经历啊。
No, we want the practical truth.
成了一个身体。
And to become one body,
我们各肢体都发挥功用了。
That each member may rise up to function,
身体显出来了。
And the body may be revealed,
就成了一个身体。
That we truly is one body.
下面们说，饮浴一位圣灵。
And then we drink of this one spirit.
先浸再饮啊哈。
First to be baptized into the Holy Spirit, and then we drink of the Holy Spirit. When we drink of the Holy Spirit,
中间我碰到有些弟兄们真是麻烦。
And I met some brothers and sisters who are not clear on this.
极端的灵恩派嘛，只要进啊，不要饮的嘛，哈。
And some people who are extremely Pentecostal, they said we only need to be baptized, we don't need to drink of it.
那个有些极端要追求生命的人嘛，我们只要饮不要进的呢，哈。
And some extremely pursuing after the life, they said we only want to drink, we don't want to be baptized.
进
the Holy Spirit. But then the Lord's word speaks of both, to be baptized in the Spirit and to drink of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we want both. And so that we may become truly one body. And the workings of the Holy Spirit will cause all members to live harmoniously. And then we may go to forward together. Then you will no longer make distinctions from you and me. And because Holy Spirit reigns. And this is the great man in the universe. Christ is like so. And this is the mysterious Christ.
教会第三个意义,
and the third significance of the church,
基督的身体,
and to speak that Christ is the body,
教会是他的身体,
that the church is the body of Christ,
是那充满万有者的丰满,
it is that who fills all and in all.
那么这里啊, 这个丰满这个字, 好多次啊,
the fullness that fills all in all, the fullness is mentioned often in the Bible.
哥罗西一章第十九节,
and Colossians chapter 1 verse 9,
神乐意叫一切的丰满在他里面居住,
and the Lord is pleased to have all the fullness dwell in him.
到了二章第九节,
until chapter 2 verse 9,
神本性的一切丰盛,
and all the fullness in God's nature, and it is taking the form and shape in the bodily in his body.
这里说的丰满,
and that speaks of his fullness.
这里说的丰满,
that speaks of his fullness. And what is his fullness? It is hard to explain. And one may find it difficult to understand. But the fullness of the Bible only happened in the New Testament. It's not talking about one thing, but it speaks of one living person. And Colossians speaks of to dwell. And if we are living in a house, and there are many things in it,
有台词, 有椅子,
and there are tables and chairs,
还有许多东西,
or many other things,
这些东西真的是摆在房子里面,
and all those things can be called placed in the house, and they cannot be called dwell in the house.
这房子嘛, 只有一个嘛是住在房子里面, 是主人,
and only the people who are dwelling in the house.
我们有活的人才能住啊,
and the living people can be called dwelling in the house. And when fullness is talked about here, it's speaking about this living person. And this living person is Jesus Christ. And why is Jesus Christ fullness? And the first significance is that it is the
神在肉身显现,
the second one is that God is revealed in the flesh.
所以主耶稣道成肉身,
and so therefore Jesus the word became flesh is called the fullness.
道成肉身叫做丰满,
the word became flesh is the
fullness. 所以我们在这丰满里都领受了, 而且恩上加恩赐, 约翰福音第一章,
and so the gospel John chapter 1 speaks of that we have received from the from his fullness.
这个丰满就是耶稣基督自己,
and that is Jesus Christ himself.
都领受了,
and we have all received,
而且恩上加恩,
and also grace upon grace.
这是很强的一个字,
and that is a very strong emphasis.
那个字一个意义啊,
and the meaning of that,
好像我们海边去看那个波浪一样, 海浪一样,
it's the picture word describing the waves.
一个波浪刚过去, 第二波浪就接着过来了,
and as we go by the seashore, we see one wave pass and the other wave is coming.
一个波浪还没有过去, 第二波浪就压着那个波浪过来了,
and before the first wave is completely gone, the second wave is covering over it.
就是这里说的恩上加恩的味道,
and that is the picture word of grace upon grace.
从他的丰满里,
and that from his fullness,
我们都领受了,
that we have received,
而且恩上加恩,
and it's we received it grace upon grace.
恩典收到一个活的人就是耶稣,
and the grace is speaking of this living person, Jesus Christ.
那我们这么多人都是信主的人啊,
and all of us who believe in Jesus,
我们是不是加起来是个丰满呢?
And are we together this fullness?
不是,
no,
必须, 神在我们身上显出来就是丰满,
and only when God is revealed in the flesh then we can be.
保罗在提摩太前书三章第十五节十六节,
and Paul has spoken in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16,
大在敬虔的奥秘,
and he speaks of this Great is the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然,
by common confession.
就是神在肉身显现,
and speaks of God revealed in the flesh.
被圣灵称义,
was vindicated in the spirit.
被天使看见,
beheld by angels.
被传于外邦,
proclaimed among the nations.
被世人信服,
and to believe on in the world.
被记在荣耀里,
and to taken up in glory.
神要从肉身显现才是丰满啊,
and only when God is revealed in the flesh.
我在年轻的时候住在上海,
and when I was young, I lived in Shanghai.
很受到一个姊妹的帮助,
and I was greatly helped by a sister.
没有她就没有我了,
without her, there's no me.
她帮助的不是我一个人啊,
and not only I was helped by her,
很多人都帮助啊,
and so many people were helped by her.
大家都有一个见证啊,
and we all have this common confession.
我们的姊妹住在二楼,
that our sister actually lived on second floor.
所有去看她的人都坐在客厅,
and then everyone who go visit her will first be placed in her living room, and she will not see anybody without a very tidy garment. So everybody has to wait for her. But even while we waited for our sister, the whole living room is filled with glory. And many people testify that they've gone to see her with great troubles. And then when she came up,
好多弟兄们做这个见证,
and many brothers testify that when we see her,
就流泪了,
and then we will shed tears.
姊妹,我本来是个问题来问你的,
and they say, oh sister, I originally have my own problems for you,
现在没有了,
but now they are gone.
我住在你的客厅里头遇见主了,
and while I was waiting for you in your living room, I met the Lord, and all the problems is now solved.
她的客厅里充满了荣耀,
and even her living room is filled with glory.
她不需要用话帮助人,
and she did not need to say words to help people.
主的身上那么丰盛,
and the Lord is the true abundance on her.
她跟你住在一起的时候,
and when people live with her,
全你记得主的同在,
and then people will know that the Lord's presence is right there, and the living God is there.
这叫做神在肉身活出,
and that is to say, God is revealed in the flesh.
这是敬虔的奥秘,
and that is the mystery of godliness.
被圣灵称义,
and to be confessed by the, vindicated by the Spirit.
天使察看,
and beheld by angels.
要被传于外邦,
proclaimed among the nations.
要被世人信服,
and to believe on in the world.
这些是不是将来要接在荣耀里啊?
And then, after all this, then it's worthy to be taken up in glory.
我从前带一个姊妹得救,
and long ago I led this sister to be saved.
很短的年日真活在主里面生命丰盛啊,
and she only need to spend a little time, but then her life was growing very rapidly, and she moved to a very small city.
过了几年除了一个被鬼附的女人之外, 全数的结婚,
and only other than one, the person who was possessed by demon, the whole city became believers because of her.
我最宝贵的,
and what I treasured most is that how the Lord was able to live out through her, and she has a few sons, and the sons did not turn out to be so good, but then they became believers. And one day this one son has a wicked heart, and he said that tomorrow I will go see my mother, and I want to tell you, and I want to tell her that I don't want to pray from this day on. I don't want to read the Bible. And I don't want to go to meetings. And I want to start my own way. And he wants to tell that to his mother. And if a mother hears this, would her heart be aching? But then on that day, our sister revealed the Lord greatly. And after she heard her son's words,
她不叫她儿子的名字, 叫她弟兄,
and she did not call out to her son's name, but call her, oh brother.
弟兄就肉身说我是你母亲,
and in the flesh, I am your mother.
就主来说我不过是你这个姊妹,
and in the Lord, I'm only a sister to you.
你不要祷告, 不需要告诉我,
if you don't want to pray, you don't need to tell me.
你不要读经了, 不需要告诉我,
if you don't want to read the Bible, you don't bother telling me.
不要告诉我,
you don't want to go to meetings,
我不过是你的姊妹啊,
I'm only a sister to you.
主在这里告诉主啊,
and the Lord is here, why don't you tell the Lord
话,
yourself.
没有讲完, 这个儿子流泪,
and before she finished, the son cried.
妈妈，我得罪主了。
And she said, "Oh, mother, I offended the Lord."
那你学了这个话去讲，你的儿子不会听了。
And if you try to repeat that and to tell your son won't listen.
她身上有个力量啊。
But on this sister, she has this strength.
主在身上活出啊。
And the strength comes from the Lord revealing Himself.
你有这位大在敬虔的奥秘。
Truly, great is the mystery of.
无人不以为然。
And by common confession.
就是神在肉身显现。
And because God was revealed in the flesh.
要被圣灵称义，被传于外邦，被接在荣耀里啊！
And was vindicated in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
这也是我们将来荣耀里还都要看见的。
And this is something we shall all behold with our own eyes.
要存到永远的。
And it is something will be stored up for
eternity. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个教会是基督的身体啊！
And the church is the body of Christ.
充满万有者的丰满啊！
It is the fullness of.Him who fills all and in all.
那么靠着个大人物彰显丰满嘛，那个教会就是完了。
And if only this fullness is revealed by the great people, and then that's it, then it is.
彰显在我们新的这个弟兄姊妹的身上里啊。
But then this fullness has to be revealed through every one of us.
在日常的生活里。
And through our daily lives.
在你很小的事上。
Even the smallest thing.
在姊妹的家里做家事。
And even when the sister is doing housework at home.
买菜做饭。
Or making dinner,
啊，你服侍丈夫
，or serving your husband,
你都可以叫神在肉身显现的。
And you can always allow God to be revealed in your flesh.
我们在路上散步嘛，都可以神在肉身显现的。
And even you are walking on the street, you can
不要说话才显现，不说话也会显现的呀。
You don't always have to speak, even without words.
充满他。
Let the Lord fill you.
他在我们里面掌权。
And let Him reign in our
hearts. 充满我们每一个角落。
And so that He can fill every corner of our being.
神那么自然在肉身显现呢。
And the Lord will reveal Himself naturally.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这才是个丰满。
That is the fullness.
记住所有神的儿女成功的。
And it will be made complete by all the children of the Lord.
这是教会第三个意义。
And that is the third significance.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
是基督的身体。
It's the body of Christ.
是充满万有者的丰满。
That is the fullness that fills all and in all.
教会第四个意义。
The fourth significance.
教会是神的家。
And that is the church is the house of
God. 保罗说：“我若单言日久。”
And Paul says, "If I tarry,
你也可以知道在神的家中当如何行。”
Then you shall know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
这家是活神的教会。
And this house is the church of the living God.
活神的教会就是神的家。
And the church of the living God is the house of God.
下面我们刚才讲的圣灵称义，天使感谢传于外邦。
And then we talk about how the, it was vindicated in the spirit and proclaimed among the nations.
被世人信服，被记在荣耀里。
Believe on in the world, taken up in glory.
这家就是活神的教会。
And this house is the God, church of the living God.
教会是神的家。
And the church is the house of God.
圣经里这个家是那个太妙了。奇妙的字。
And the Bible speak of this house is a very wonderfully.
旧约最大的部分。
And the greatest part of the Old Testament.
讲到会幕。
And when it speaks of the tabernacle.
讲到圣殿。
When it speaks of the holy temple.
这是以色列的历史，对不对？
And we know these, they are known as the Israelite history.
这个圣殿的殿是。
And the temple.
和家是一个字。
Actually, it's the same word as the house.
那个家可以翻作家，可以翻作殿。
And the same word can be understood as the house or the temple.
殿就是家。
The temple is the house.
而这个家是太奇妙了。
So therefore, we think this is a
wonderful word. 这个家是指的两件事。
And this house speaks of two things.
指着家里的人。
It speaks of the people in the house.
也指着外面的建筑。
It also speaks of the external building.
我们是神家中的人。
And we are the people of the household of God.
我们同时也就是那个建筑。
And we are also that building.
这两者是一个。
And these two is one.
家中的人。
And we are the household of God.
重在生命。
It speaks of the emphasizing the life.
重在殿。
When it speaks of the
重在
temple.
重在建造。
Then it speaks emphasizing
the building. 我们都在一个家里面。
And we are all within this household of God.
这个家就是那个殿。
And this house.
神的家就是神的殿。
And the household of God is the temple.
教会就是神的家。
And the church is the house of God.
从会幕到圣殿。
And from theTabernacle to the temple.
都是神家的思想。
And we know that the Bible is filled with the
heart
of the house of God. And when Gospel of John speaks of Jesus Christ, he speaks of him as the Word became flesh.
原文说,
the original meaning says that it is, he is tabernacled among men. And this is the living tabernacle.
所有会幕的意义都应验在耶稣身上了。
And all the meaning of tabernacles in the Old Testament is now fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
所以说看啊,在这里为了比殿更大。
And therefore he could say, behold, one is greater than the temple.
殿的意义都集中在耶稣身上了。
And the significance of temple is now explained by Jesus Christ.
教会就是神的家。
And the church is the house of God.
要建造成为神的家。
And to be, in order to be built up into the house for God. And when we talk about this temple,
是由又美好又宝贵的大石头做起来的啊。
And we know that it is being built by this great and precious stone.
彼得前书第二章。
And 1 Peter chapter
2
is the best part to explain about the temple.
他把圣殿全数灵然化了,
and because the temple is now spiritualized, and first it speaks of explaining the stone.
他的主乃活石,
it says that Jesus, the Christ, the Lord is the living stone.
主是一个生命的石头,
and the Lord is the a stone full of life.
今天不再用那个大的石头了,
and no longer now we use the material stone.
我们来到主面前,
and as we come near the Lord,
都成了活石,
and we are also made living stones,
被建造成为一个灵宫,
and to be built up as a spiritual house.
不再是一个死的殿了,
it's no longer a dead house.
要建造成一个属灵的殿,
but it, we are made into a spiritual house.
不要这个神的祭司了,
and the earthly priesthood.
我们要做神圣的祭司,
and now we are called into a holy priesthood.
不要再那些祭物了,
no longer we need the sacrifice.
我们在耶稣基督里献上属灵的祭物,
and now we can offer up spiritual sacrifices in Jesus Christ.
这段圣经太伟大了,
and Peter's passage here is so great.
在这个殿里,今天这个神的家里面,
that within this house of God,
主耶稣是首石第一块的石头,
and Jesus Christ is the first stone,
又是房角石,
and he is also the foundation stone,
cornerstone. 我住的地方都叫做
cornerstone,
房角石,
and I live on cornerstone.
我住真的住在好地方,
and that is a good name.
我不是房角石, 主耶稣是房角石, huh?
And the Jesus' name is cornerstone. And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He is the, also the first stone.
一块石头,
and the first stone.
第一块石头, 被人所弃的,
although rejected by man,
却是神所喜悦所宝贵的,
but God takes delight and
treasures it.
And 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter explained this.
说第一块的石头,
explain him as the first stone.
今天复活了,
and today is now resurrected.
圣经里面的石头就预表复活,
and the Bible speaks of the stone as resurrection.
石头, 第一块石头,
stone, first stone. What is the
meaning?
And the whole building is to grow out of this first stone.
我们每一个人都是直接从中长出来的,
and every one of us is to grow out from this first stone. And do not think much about people who preach the gospel to you. And the one who truly have given you the life and helped you to grow is Jesus Christ. He is the first stone. And the whole house of God is being built from him. And the first stone, and that is the standard. All stones to follow, and are to be built upon this stone. And every measurement is according to that first stone. And even the qualities of our life is according to that stone. Therefore, that is called the first stone. And it's also the cornerstone. And every part of the building is to be united in him. And on earth, there are many different ethnicities. And Chinese stands out a little bit. And, but then even among Chinese, we cannot understand each other much.
我第一次30年以前回到上海去,
about 30 years ago when I returned to Shanghai,
哎,对,我就师父,
and I went to meet my
我就试着跟他讲上海话,
and I tried to speak Shanghainese with him.
他听了几句说, 你的上海话太难听了,
And then after a few sentences, he said, "Don't bother."
你不要讲上海话，来打官腔好了，他就官腔就讲国语了。
And don't speak Shanghainese with me, just speak Mandarin.
太麻烦了。
And because we are so
different. 各种各样不同的话。
And there are many, many different dialects.
个性脾气也不一样。
And our temper and our everything is different.
很多人告诉我，最坏的是我们四川人。
And some people say the worst kind of the.
最坏的是我们广东人。
Or some people say, "Oh, the Cantonese are not."
最坏是我们北方人。
Or some say the northern.
或者你们哪一方面的人都坏不过上海人呢？
Then I say, "No one is as bad as the Shanghainese."
我是生在上海、长在上海的人呢。
Yeah, me too, almost.
啊。他住在上海土人。上海人坏透了。
Shanghainese are very bad.
信主的上海人不算了的。
Perhaps the Shanghainese believers are a little better.
各种各样不同的人。
And we are all different kind of people.
今天我们在坐在这里，是不是各样不同中国人来的呀？
And aren't we different Chinese?
啊？
Yes.
我们没有觉得特别的。
But then we do not know we are different.
我们都忘记自己哪个地方的人呢？
And because we forgot where we came from.
一同唱诗。
And we sing him together.
一同祷告。
We pray together.
一同喜乐。
And we rejoice together.
一同流泪。
And we shed tears.
一同受感动。
And we are moved by the Lord together.
我们这些都不同的，哪有这么多个义啊？
And there are so many differences. How can we have so many one?
在基督里，我们都是一个的。
And because we know we are always one in Christ.
我们穿上新人了。
And as we put on the new man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有一次我到医院去。
And one time I visited the hospital.
我一次就是把他们送到医院去了。
One time I was sent into a hospital.
那个医院里头有黑人的弟兄啊。
And there was a Negro brother.
他是一个护士，男的护士。
And he was a male nurse.
是个基督徒。
And he was a Christian.
他一看我的表，我是个 minister.
And as he saw that I was a minister,
他表示了一个热的爱心，叫人受不了。
And he just showed her passion towards me.
一会儿抱着我。
And often he come to embrace me.
把我左亲一个，右亲一个。
And he even kissed me on the cheek, left and right.
啊，左一个 dear brother, 一个 dear brother.
And he kept calling me dear brother.
我想你冷一点好不好？
And I say, cool it, man.
我已经受不了了。
And I cannot take that much love.
个性不一样。
And because we are different people.
但是我都常常想念那个人呗。
But then now, actually, as I think of him, it's rather sweet.
在中国人当中嘛，遇到不见这么个热的爱的。
And I cannot find such love among Chinese.
这不是说中国弟兄是不爱弟兄啊。
It's not to say that Chinese do not love brothers.
大家脾气个性不一样，这个表现也不一样。
But then our manifestation of love.
我爱你爱的不得了嘛，我表现是冷冷的。
And I love you very much, but then my manifestation may be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
在
基督里。
When we are in Christ,
都是神的家。
And we are all the household of the Lord.
神的家中各种各样不同的人。
The household of the Lord consists of many different people.
都合一了。
But then we are always one. 来
建造神的家。
And as we talk about the building up of the house of God, we always remember Jesus as the cornerstone.
靠他联络的合适。
And everyone, every room is united in Him perfectly.
渐渐生长。
And so that the building may grow properly.
弟兄姊妹们，这在神的家里伟大。
And that is the greatness of the house of God.
教会是神的家。
And the church is the house of God.
然后我们要看建造教会的命令了。
And then we talked about the command of the building up of the church.
教会是什么？
And what is the church?
教会就是被召出来的群众。
And the church is the called out people.
宇宙性的大人。
And it's the great man in the universe.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
然后我们看建造教会。
Now we talk about the building up of the
church. 来了，我们今年 summer camp 那个主题了。
And this is the theme of this conference.
马太十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
主对彼得说的话。
And what the Lord has commanded towards Peter.
你们说过人子是谁？
And who do you say the Son of Man is?
彼得说你是基督，是活神的儿子。
And Peter says you are Christ, the living Son of God.
主说西门巴约纳。
And the Lord says, Simon bar Jonah,
你是有福的。
And blessed are you.
我要把我的教会。
And I shall build my church.
建造在这个磐石上。
Upon this rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And the power of Hades cannot overcome.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And I will give you the keys to the kingdom.
你地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
And who you bind on on earth, it shall be bound in heaven.
地上说十八, 天上也十八,
and whatever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And that is the first time the Bible mentioned about
我要把我的教会,
I shall build my church
建造在这个磐石上,
upon this rock.
那怎么建造?
How?
第一,
first of all,
建造在启示上面,
and that the church has to be built upon the revelation.
因为那些彼得说, 你是基督是活神的儿子啊,
and because Peter was able to answer, you are Christ and the Son of the living God.
主耶稣马上说,
and the Lord Jesus immediately explained that it is not revealed to you by flesh and
blood. 这是我天上的父启示你的,
but my Father in heaven who has revealed
基督说, 你是彼得,
and then he says that
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上,
and I shall build my church upon this rock.
这个磐石是什么?
What is this rock?
天主教说这个磐石是彼得,
and the Catholic calls about this, talk about this rock as Peter.
他们自己读圣经的神父自己都信不了了,
and even the Catholic priest cannot believe that.
基督教说这个是基督,
and Christianity talk about this is Christ.
一个是错的教训,
and one is the wrong teaching,
一个是对的教训,
and the other is the right teaching.
对的教训怎么个造法呢?
But then how do you build upon the
right teaching? 怎么把教会造在基督身上呢?
And how may you build the church upon Christ?
你没办法造的,
and you cannot.
这里说的基督,
and the rock that is mentioned here,
圣灵启示出来的基督,
and is the revelation of Christ himself.
那就是彼得那些经历,
and that is the experience of Peter on that day.
这不是属虚肉的启示你的,
and this is not revealed to you by flesh and blood.
是我天上的父启示的,
but my Father in heaven
was
revealed
to
you. You are Peter.
我要把教会造在这一个磐石上面,
and I will build the church upon this rock.
什么地方圣灵启示基督?
And where the Holy Spirit has revealed Christ.
什么地方教会开始建造了?
And that is the beginning point of the church building.
什么时候启示基督?
Whenever Christ is
revealed. 什么时候建造了?
That is the time.
什么地方启示基督?
Wherever the Christ is revealed.
什么地方有教会建造了?
That is the place that the church is being built.
这是第一个,
that is the first
time. 教会建造在什么上面?
And what the church has to be built upon.
建造在胜过阴府权柄的应许上,
it has to be built upon the promise of overcoming the power of Hades.
阴府的权柄不能胜过你,
and the power of Hades cannot overcome it.
这句话太伟大了,
that is a great statement.
这句话而且也教会历史来做答案,
and this is the answer for the church questionings for 2000 years.
阴府权柄要吞吃人,
and the power of Hades wants to swallow up man.
他已经吞吃了整个人类了,
and actually it has already swallowed up the whole mankind.
不能吞吃教会,
but then it can never swallow up the church.
但是阴父却是最想吞吃的是教会,
but then the power of Hades always wants to swallow up the church.
阴父却是个教会一直在最凶猛的征战,
and therefore the power of Hades is always standing against the church.
到今天我们21世纪了,
and now we are entering the 21st century.
没有一个世纪不在征战,
and we realize that there is not one century the church is without battle. And even today many parts of the world the church is still going through battles.
我们中国人,
and we are Chinese.
我们中国是个大征战的里面的,
and we know that China is a great battlefield.
阴父却是真要吞教会啊,
and the power of Hades wants to swallow up his church.
但是永远证明出的话,
but then the word of God is always
found,
and the power of Hades cannot overpower the church.
2000年之后,
and for 2000 years till today this is true.
自己我去年到了, 我去看中国弟兄姊妹们的,
and last year I visited China,
没有话说,
and I say I cannot say much.
充满了喜乐,
and I know everyone is filled with joy,
充满了力量,
and they are all filled with strength.
没有一天屈服过,
and they have not bent by the power of Hades.
我遇见一件很可怕的事,
and I met some dreadful things.
为什么告诉我们天天监管呢?
And then the brethren has told me that they have seen this rather daily, and in our eyes we never have any enemies. And therefore we are not afraid of the enemy. And we are always filled with his joy. And because the promise of the church is here,
在欧洲实现,
and it was fulfilled in Europe, it's also now being fulfilled in China, and it is happening the same way in Africa. And the power of Hades cannot overcome the church. And the church is being built upon the promise. And the church is being built upon the keys to the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The key speaks of the authority. And the key can open up the lock. And the church is now holding the key to the kingdom of heaven. And we are given the authority to open up the abundance of the kingdom of heaven. And that is the glorious side of the church. And so many great people of the church has opened up the kingdom of heaven for us. And so that we may be blessed by them. But then one cannot rely upon this great spiritual man. And do we know that the key can now pass on to his church? Yes, by faith we know we also hold the key.
开了没人能管,
and it, when it is open, nobody can shut
关了没人能开,
it. And if it's shut, nobody can open it.
有一个传道人出去啊,
and a minister went out
before.
And he always closed up the churches.
我说你的教恩赐太特别了,
and I say, you have a special talent.
主的应许是开了没人能关,
and the Lord's promise is that when he opens, nobody can shut
你事情下面一句关了没人能开,
it. And when you go there, you shut it and nobody can open
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
it. Dear brothers and sisters, and we have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And if a sinner is, can be saved or not, it's depending on what we hold in the hand.
看见过福音的全能啊?
And have you seen the power of the gospel?
我信主60年了, 传福音60年了,
and I have preached the gospel for 60 years.
这个10年太不出息了,
and the last 10 years, nothing much done.
越往前面越好,
and earlier days were better.
带罪人得救太容易了,
and it was so easy to bring sinners to God.
最反对主的人,
and even those who oppose the Lord,
最刚硬的人,
the hardest man,
最可怕的罪人,
and the most dreadful sinners,
不相信的不会带他得救的,
and they are so full of unbelief, nobody will believe they will be saved. But then when they come before us, and we realize the church has the authority, and when the church prays for whoever, then whoever will be bent to the Lord. And every time there is the baptismal service, it's full of the Most Glory. And one time in Taiwan, there's more than 1,000 people were baptized at once. And so many people gave the testimony. And how they were conquered by the Lord. And how did the Lord take them back? And how did the Lord conquer them? And the great power of the gospel. Perhaps we are not as before.
7月15号我要去台湾了,
and July 15 I shall go to Taiwan.
台湾比我好多了,
and Taiwan is better than us.
我去年去曼尼拉,
and last year when I went to Manila,
曼尼拉比我好多了, 小小的华侨地方, 也足了2000人聚会,
and Manila, even in a small city, they have more than 2,000 people in one place. And more than 10 years ago I went to Singapore.
新加坡小小的地方,
Singapore is a small place.
足了2000人聚会,
and then on the Lord's Day they have more than 2,000 people. And of course, mainland China is the best.
一个地方上万人聚会,
and even a small place, you may find more than 10,000 people there.
最糟糕是美国的中国人啊,
and perhaps American Chinese is not so good.
我在外面讲这个事情, 那么说使用的原因是哪里呢?
And so many people ask, what's the reason, Brother Z?
我也讲不出原因了, 原因为使用说是美国嘛。
I cannot explain but say that perhaps Brother Z lives in the United
好了,
States.
也没错了,
yes, it is right for me to take all the responsibility. Yes, we are not in such good condition. And we must shed tears. We cannot see the Lord in such way. And whoever goes to see the Lord first, we must be responsible for it. No one can guarantee that tomorrow is not your day. And how will you see the Lord? First, bring people to the Lord. And to lay hold of the key that is promised to you. And brothers and sisters must live out the Lord's
abundance.
And the abundance of the kingdom of heaven. And that we may have the key in our hand. And the fourth. And that the Lord is standing upon this great promise.
地上捆绑。
And what we bind on earth,
天上捆绑。
And shall be bound in heaven,
地上释放。
And whatever we lose on earth,
天上释放。
Shall be loosed in heaven.
我们要用我们的权柄啊。
And we must exercise our authority.
捆绑该捆绑的。
And to bind those that should be bound.
释放该释放的。
And to lose those that should be loosed.
在你每一个需要里面都用这个权柄。
And in every circumstance that we must
exercise this authority,
and to use this to use this authority in every trial,
and to use
every authority in this every environment,
and
without this authority, we have to be
careful.
And never just casually pray, Lord, I bind him.
有的时候你祷告捆绑人，就叫你看见要捆绑是你呢。
And sometimes if you just casually pray, Lord, bind this person, the
Lord will
first bind you.
你先绑别人。
And if you always want to bind
someone,
you must first live before the
Lord. 一路往前走的时候,
and as you move forward on the way,
看见主的能力啊,
then you shall see the Lord's power with you.
该捆绑的人捆绑了。
And the one that should be bound is now bound.
该释放的人释放了。
And one should be loose, it can be loose.
我们一路上面满了这样的见证了。
And then you shall find out that it's full of
testimony. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，是教会的建造。
And that is the building up of his church.
我们要被建造成为一个灵宫。
That we shall be built up together as a spiritual house.
我们都要尽我们的功用。
And we must fulfill our function.
但是没有一个单独自由的。
But no one shall be free on his own.
都在神的家中配搭在一起。
Everyone must work together in his house.
我们都有一个教会的观念。
And we must have this understanding of the church.
我们是神的家。
That we are the house of God.
我们和众弟兄姊妹一同配搭。
That we will work together with our brothers and sisters.
只有教会没有我。
And there's only the church, not me.
教会建造起来了。
Then the church may be built up.
最后我们看见。
Lastly, we shall see
主要建造心腹
that the Lord will build up his bride.
我们是主的心腹
and we are the bride of the Lord.
教会是心腹
the church is the bride.
建造心腹的命令
and to the command of building up the bride.
圣经最开始的地方
it begins in the beginning of the Bible.
一直到圣经的末了
and all the way to the end of the Bible.
圣经第二章创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2.
主那人独居不好
Says that it is not good for the man to dwell alone.
我要找一个配偶来帮助他。
That I shall make him a counterpart.
主要沉沉的睡了。
And so that the Lord caused him to sleep.
那伸上去是肋骨。
And then to reach into his side.
这个肋骨造一个女人，又第一次又接造。
And to bring out a rib and to from it to build a woman.
骨头受到复活。
That is the first building.
那人独居不好。
That rib speaks of the resurrection. 到底
这里主不说亚当。
And the man is not good for man to dwell alone. It's not about Adam only.
说到哪里?
But speaks of that man.
说到耶稣基督。
That actually refers to Jesus Christ.
要这个心腹。
In order to obtain the bride for that man, to have his counterpart.
取出肋骨。
And the rib has to be taken
out. 造了一个女人。
And to form a woman.
从那里复活，生出女人来了。
And through the resurrection of Christ, the woman was born. 带到这个亚当的面，
在那人的面前。
And she was brought before that man.
那人说：“这是我骨中的骨。”
And that man declared that this is the bone of my bone.
这是我肉中的肉。
And the flesh of my flesh.
称她为女人。
Therefore, he called her.
下面说了句话。
And then the Bible says,
二人要离开父母。
And then it talks about that they shall depart from the parents.
成为一体。
And to become one.
这些圣经啊。
And that
不得了啊。
Verse is the outstanding verse.
新约用了五次、啊。
It is the quoted five times in the New Testament.
最大的是保罗的一部说是五章用的。
And the greatest quote is in Ephesians chapter 5 by Paul.
他先说到丈夫妻子。
And first is he explained the positions of the husband and the wife. And the wife shall not leave the husband.
丈夫也不要离开妻子。
And the wife shall not.
保罗说的时候。
Shall not leave the wife.
保罗说这话的时候
and as Paul says,
保罗说我是这极大的奥秘
and Paul says, I am speaking of the
二人要成为二离开父母
and,
人要离开父母
and,
要离开
and men shall leave the parents
二人成为一体
and the two shall become one flesh
我就是这极大的奥秘
and Paul says, I'm referring to the great
乃是指着基督和教会说的
that is referring to Christ and his bride
到了最后到了 启示录二十一章了。
And lastly, when it comes to Revelation 21,
新耶路撒冷作为羔羊的妻引。
And the New Jerusalem becomes the bride of the Lamb.
作为羔羊的心腹。
And this bride of the Lamb.
主对约翰说：“我要把羔羊的妻子给你看。
”And the Lord, the angels of the Lord said, "I shall point to you the." Wife of the Lamb to you.
心腹指给你看。
And I will point out the bride to you.
当彼得看的时候。
And when Peter saw.
他没有看见个心腹。
And Peter did not see the. John did not see the bride.
看见个新耶路撒冷城。
But he saw the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷城就是羔羊的心腹。
And that New Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
这个心腹就是教会。
And that bride is the church.
需要这么大一座城来说明了。
And it requires for the whole city to explain.
教会是个大奥秘啊。
And the church is the great mystery.
今天我们都活在教会的里面。
And today we are living in the church.
我们不重要。
And it is not important
about us. 教会太重要了。
But the church is very important.
两千年多少的人都是舍命为教会。
And so many people sacrificed themselves for his church for
2,000
years.
真是看见教会的宝贵了。
And because they have seen the preciousness of the church.
到了最后，新耶路撒冷出现了。
And one day the New Jerusalem will appear.
所以今天宝贵教会的人。
And therefore those who treasure the church today.
为的教会的人。
And those who are for the church,
那些殉道者为教会舍命的人
，and the martyrs for his church,
都要大喜乐。
Shall rejoice on that day.
我们在哪里有我们自己的地位
？And we shall find our position there.
我们有我们的等次
，and we shall find our rank there.
要得着我们的份在里面
，and because we all have a part in it.
决定在今生。
And the determination is today.
今天我们如何生活，如何侍奉
？And how we live and how we serve the Lord.
如何往前
？And how we will move forward.
建造教会。
And to build up His church.
教会太大了。
And the church is so great.
他是召出来的群众。
And He is the people who are called out.
宇宙的大人。
And He is the great man in the
whole universe. 我们都可以在这个大人里面。
And we can all be found in this great person.And to be baptized into this one spirit,
以女义为圣灵
to drink of this one
spirit, 成了一个身体
and to become one body,
教会是基督的身体
and the church is the body of Christ,
充满万有者的丰满
the fullness that fills all and in all,
教会是神的家
and the church is the household of God,
并且主耶稣建造教会的命令
and as we hear the Lord's command of
God to build the church, 阴府的铁壁不能胜教会
and the gates of Hades cannot overpower the church,And I have given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
听见主耶稣建造幸福的命令了。
And I to hear the Lord's command to build up His church.
是全部圣经。
And the whole Bible.
从创世纪开始一直到启示录。
And from the Genesis to Revelation.
一个中心就是建造教会，就是为幸福。
We find this one theme, and that is to build up the bride.
有时我对弟兄说，新旧约二月的特点什么？
And one time I speak to a brother, what is the special characteristics of the both of the New and Old Testament?
这个月是个婚月。
And this is the covenant that is a marriage covenant.
从婚约开始的。
And when did this covenant begin?
结束在新耶路撒冷，结束在婚约。
And it begins in the beginning and it ends in New Jerusalem.
这是圣经啊。
And this is the Bible.
而我们都蒙大恩了。
And we have been blessed.
我们要宝贵教会。
That we now can treasure the church.
活在教会的里面。
And to live in this church.
耶稣唱诗歌什么？676首。
Hymn 677, A Glorious Church.
Don't